Wilt thou be made whole? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, in the Lenten Gospel today, we have the story of a man who's been paralyzed. He can't move, can't walk, for 38 years. And he's waiting by the pool of Bethesda, where they used to wash the sheep before they were taken into the temple to be offered up in sacrifice, because every now and again an angel, probably the archangel Raphael, would come down, remember the story, and he would stir the waters. And the first one in, just the first one, got to be healed. And our Lord sees him waiting there, and he asks him, well, do you want to get better? Now, St. Augustine explains he's been there for 38 years. He has the number 38. He doesn't have 40. If he had 40, he'd be okay, because 40 is a perfect number. 40 is how long our Lord fasted in the desert. We had that on Sunday, right in the Gospel, and that's how long our Lent is today, 40. And that's how long Moses and Elias fasted for on the mountain when they saw God too, 40. But he's missing two. So St. Augustine says, well, that's the reason why he can't walk, he can't get around, because those two that he's missing, that stands for the two great commandments. What are they? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart and with thy whole strength, with all thy mind. That's the first one. And the second, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So it's a little review, you might say, of the Ten Commandments today. And also we have to do a little bit of arithmetic, but not too much, not enough to scare anybody. Two, the other two that comes up today is the feast day. It's the feast day of the Holy Lance and Nails. And if you look closely at the angels in our beautiful little shrine there in the aisle, one's holding a lance, which is a spear with which the soldier Longinus opened our Lord's side, and the other angel's holding the three nails with which our Lord was nailed to the cross. Then we're privileged to have in our church a replica, that means something that looks just like the real one, of the nail that was used for our Lord, one of the three nails, and that's exactly how it looks. So you can think what a big nail that was to go through our Lord's hands and feet, and how much it must have hurt him. And that nail was touched to the real nail of our Lord, so it makes it to be a relic. And that's what we're thinking about today and honoring. Today is the feast day of, because we say, the lance and the nails. The nails are the way in which our Lord, of course, was crucified or nailed to the cross, and the lance is the way in which our Lord's Sacred Heart was opened up so that blood and water would come out on Good Friday, and that was a miracle, St. Thomas Aquinas says, and that miracle means the sacraments of the church, baptism, and especially Holy Communion. These are really very deep and holy thoughts. But what's going on today, children, is this. Our Lord today, just like any day, comes to you and he asks you a question. Do you want to get better? Now, if our Lord asked you a question, I think you would listen and you would answer him, wouldn't you? But the man in today's gospel, he's been paralyzed for so long and he's so angry and he's so frustrated that he doesn't ever get around to answering our Lord's question. People are like that sometimes. If you ask them a question, it's a yes or no answer. You don't ever get an answer from them. They start talking all about what they're feeling and what they're thinking about. And so the man says, well, Lord, I have no man. In other words, I don't have anybody to help me. And when the angel comes down and stirs the waters, somebody else always gets in first, and I always miss it. So he's just thinking about how he feels. But our Lord is right there, and he says, well, do you want to get better or not? And he never does answer the question. Isn't that remarkable? We're a little bit that way sometimes ourselves, children. Our Lord, who suffered for us with those nails on the cross and who sighed His Sacred Heart was opened with the spear, went through all of that for us, and he's ready, he's waiting, he's talking to me. And we're like children that don't pay attention. We're looking someplace else. Or we're like adults that have a story to tell about how angry we feel, and that's the end of it. But our Lord says just one thing, because our Lord is only on earth for 3 years, and you're only on earth for as long as you live, which actually isn't that long, even though it might seem to be a long time. And the one thing that matters is, do you want to get better? Not just better in your body, in other words, but better in your soul for all eternity. And our Lord's the man. He's the one that can do it for you. Now, nails, what do they symbolize? Well, obviously, that's how our Lord was crucified, and that's the means or the instrument that was used so that our souls could be saved still today. By our Lord's death on Good Friday so long ago, all of mankind is redeemed, and we may be saved from our sins and go to heaven. There's one of the prayers, a nice prayer that we say in one of the stations. It is, Lord, nail my heart to thy cross. In other words, don't let my heart depart from thee. Keep me close to you, Lord. Please keep me close to you, because I know that's the only way I'm ever going to get better. And we use another phrase about lancing. I was thinking about that this morning. If you have a boil, you know, sometimes a big kind of a thing that has pus in it on your skin, then someone might lance it for you. They have to pierce it and get the pus out so that it can get better and heal. That's what our Lord does for us all the time. He heals us. But sometimes, in other words, there's some nails. Sometimes there's a lance. Sometimes it might hurt a little. But our Lord knows what he's doing. Because even if you don't say, yes, I want to get better, our Lord's going to be here to help you to get better. And that's one of the reasons, children, why our Lord sends suffering and sorrow into our life. Because he's only here for one purpose, to help us to get better so we can walk with him. What are we missing? 38, just 38 minus 40, two. We're missing two. Two what? The two great commandments, love of God and love of neighbor. So in Mass today, as we try to do every day, let's always pay attention, but let's remember, our Lord's looking for me. Because at the end of the gospel, he went looking for that man, and he said, now don't sin anymore, or else you'll get far worse than you are now. Our Lord's looking for me. He's got something to say to me, and I want to listen to his question, and I want to answer him. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.